just going to pull some stuff together, because for the whole of this month we've been celebrating Easter, and the acting has really been to depict what it's really about, the whole story about what it is. And some of us went to Trafalgar Square on Friday to see acted out again. So technically we are witnesses. We've been able to witness some of the events and happenings that took place during that Easter period so many thousands of years ago. And today we are living witnesses again, seeing what took place. And I don't know how many of you in here have ever been a juror. If you've been a juror, let me see. You've done jury service. All three, four of us. Somebody upstairs? Five. I've been a juror twice. Once when I was 18, and then about 3 years ago, I was called up again, and I did jury service again. And as a jury, you have a lot of responsibility, because you are called to be a witness. Not that you actually saw what happened, but based on the evidence that they brought to you, you had to make a decision whether somebody was guilty or innocent. And that decision could change their life forever. Because when it goes to Crown Court, usually it's because they're going to be potentially sentenced. They consider that the crime is serious enough that that person could be sentenced to prison. And as a jury, you have to listen to the witness and then make a decision based on that. And as witnesses of what we've just seen, and as witnesses of what we've heard, we have to make a decision about who Jesus is. There's a course called the Alpha Course, and in that course they pose three questions. And this is how you need to decide. If Jesus was a bad person, was he a bad and evil person that just came to the earth to deceive us and to tell us lies and to lead us astray? Yeah, because this is a summing up now. The judge sums up and he tells you. So as a juror, was he a bad person, evil person that came to earth to do wickedly and to lead us astray? And if not that, was he a mad person, a lunatic? Somebody that saw themselves like maybe a poached egg, or, you know, just didn't know who they were. They were just a complete lunatic. We have to decide. He was either bad, he was mad, because some of the things he said sounded a bit, you know, a bit loopy, eh? He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of me shall never die." He'd be like, "I'm the bread that came down from heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." For those, some people listened, they were highly offended. "What do you know about the Father?" And then he said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So we have to decide, people. He was either bad, evil, he was either mad, a lunatic, or he was who he said he was. He said he was God in the flesh, that he had come from the Father, and that he had come with a message of salvation to save us from our sins, and that he knew that we could never pay the price ourselves, and that he would pay the price for us. So members of the jury today, we need to decide. Was he mad? Was he bad? Or was he God? Is he God? And if he is God, what should we be doing about that? We need to make a decision. Because if he is who he says that he is, then we have to make a decision about that. Because it's strange, isn't it, that when he came to earth, he was judged by us, the people. The people judged him and sentenced him. He was in a trial. He was judged, even though he was innocent, he was found guilty, miscarriage of justice. And he was sentenced to death by us, the people that he came to save. Judged by the people, condemned to death. But he said, a time is going to come when I will return and I will be the judge. You've judged me already and found me guilty, but I will come back as the judge next time. And I will judge all peoples, everyone, small and great, every person that has ever been born from a woman on the earth will be judged by Jesus Christ himself. And how will we be found? He says, because the Spirit of God speaks to your heart. And if you know and you are convicted in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then I'm asking you today to make him your choice. Make him your Savior today, because he will return. Just like how everything that else that he said he would do, he's done. He says, I will come again. And he will come again to receive those who have accepted him to himself. He also said at one point, if you're ashamed to own me on earth, then I will be ashamed to own you in front of my Father and the angels. So we've got to be willing witnesses to say, I serve Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe that he died and raised again for me. And today is your opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.